mean, it could be she could have a wet diaper, she could be hungry, she could be tired, she could be bored.
Scott Williamson lists the many reasons why his 5 months old daughter Jalee could be crying. Like all new parents, he quickly learned that a baby can be upset about a number of things, but figuring out exactly why is not always easy.
It's always a checklist. You try your best. I think it's this, I think it's that.
But the frustrating guessing game may finally be over. UCLA neuropsychologist and mother of four, Dr. Arianna Anderson, has developed an app that helps parents decipher their baby's cries.
When I had my third baby, I realized that her cries were a lot very similar to the other two children. And I could recognize what she needed based on how her cry sounded.
The app is easy to use. A parent holds the phone near the crying baby and waits as the app listens and comes up with a possible explanation. For now, the program offers just 3 reasons for why a baby is crying: hunger, fussiness, and pain. But developers say that's just the start. The ultimate goal is to teach the app to recognize more emotions.
And you can go down and you can select another reason. So we have gassy, scared, separation anxiety, bored, sick, tired, all these other ones.
Anderson stresses that her app works not just for new parents. It can also help those who have hearing problems. It may also someday identify symptoms of autism and neurological disorders in babies.
Because we want people to be diagnosed as soon as possible. We don't want them to wait until the children starts kindergarten and is 5 years old.
For some, crying babies may all sound the same, but Anderson says crying patterns vary from nationality to nationality. She hopes to compile a large database of baby cries and baby sounds to help parents around the world understand their infants better. Because the sooner babies get what they want, the sooner they are likely to stop crying. Ksenia Turkova for VOA News, Washington.